Hello, all our listeners. This is Heaven's Harvest Podcast. My name is Kay, and I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Roxy. Today, we'd like to get started talking about raisins.
For all you people out there that want to go meatless with your diets, that refuse to have any animal.
Exactly. Or those of you that might be battling with anemia, raisins are a good alternative for people that are eating meatless.
Mm-hmm. They come in handy, believe me.
Well, most people, they get a lot of this nutrient that are meat eaters. It's about 50% of women under the age of 50 are very deficient in iron. So, you know, we're always trying to look for ways that we can supplement our diet if we're not eating meat. I'm not a big meat eater, except for seafood. I do like seafood and fish once in a while, mm-hmm. Not all the time. On a special occasion, I like to dine in a seafood restaurant. But most of the time, I'm looking for alternatives to red meat. And I like to use raisins and just toss them in your salads, even the stir fries.
So, Roxy, what's your pick when you go out to eat at a seafood place? I mean, what's your top dish?
Well, we're talking about raisins today, but...
We're taking a detour here, but... Which is out of curiosity.
Oh, I love to eat trout.
Okay, yes.
Yes, baked trout with organic butter, mm-hmm. melted butter, and almonds, slivered almonds on top.
Another thing, all our listeners, too, if you like to, you know, try it out, throwing some raisins into maybe a seafood meal, too, you never know how it could complement your dish.
Oh, yeah, cranberries, too. I'd like to do yes. that. But today we're going to stick to raisins. Mm-hmm. Raisins are used, they're great for people that are battling with cancer, heart disease. They bolster your energy, your memory, your regularity, if you have, you know, problems with that. They're just an excellent antioxidant. They protect you from free radicals. I mean, why wouldn't you want to incorporate raisins? I mean, they're sweet, they're plump, and they just add a sweetness to your tart salad. If your salad has got a lot of greens, you want to add a little raisin to it, a little sugar into it. And they're awesome for anemia because they contain a lot of iron. So about 6% per serving. I mean, yes.
Yeah, just a short little story here for all our listeners, Roxy. I'd like to talk about a time where I was sitting at a restaurant, and Roxy was present, and we were at like a salad bar, and I told her that I feel like I got to sleep. I feel like I just want to throw a comforter over my head and, you know, being in a dark room. She says, it sounds like, you know, you really need a jolt of energy. Why don't you have some raisins? She said out of nowhere. So I took a little, like, a little plate full, small plate, and I started having, you know, just going on and just chomping on them. So about 20 minutes later, I get into the car, and I just feel like a jolt of energy, right, onset. Like, I'm just ready to go. Like, I just feel like everything... you know, uplifted, just like a pick-me-up, because I was told in the past that I, you know, had some issues with anemia, and then I need to focus on, you know, the red blood cells and all that. So it came in handy for me, because I did not want to have the remainder of my day spent all sluggish and just, like, out of it.
Yes. So, like I said, try tossing raisins in your salad. And I'd like to leave you with a recipe of mine. It's for cinnamon raisin French toast.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you want to get some gluten-free bread if you have celiac disease. Whatever bread is of your choice. I usually use gluten-free bread. But Ezekiel bread is an excellent brand that I recommend. Now, you want to use your cooking oil. Not mazola or anything like that. You want to stick to something like
coconut oil
mm-hmm. or maybe grapeseed oil is another excellent choice.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So, and then you want to use your egg. Now, if you have allergies to eggs like I do, you might want to use an egg substitute. Then you can use a half a cup of
whole milk.
Whole milk, organic. Mm-hmm. half a teaspoon of vanilla extract, and you can use your 8 slices of bread, cinnamon bread, of whatever choice you want, regular bread or gluten-free bread.
It's up to you.
Ezekiel has a good cinnamon bread as well. Half a cup of light maple syrup. Manuka would be an excellent one, too.
Oh, my goodness.
And a quarter cup of
honey. I mean, you could downsize that a little bit, and you don't have to do that much. It's kind of like, you know, play with your taste buds and kind of figure out what's the best measurement for you.
And then you can use a half a cup of your raisins, any type of raisins. You could use the golden raisins. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The nutritional value and the content in the raisins is the same, the iron. And you use 2 bananas. You slice them. So you preheat your oven to 450 degrees. You coat 2 baking sheets with the cooking spray, coconut, grapeseed oil. In a shallow bowl, you combine the eggs, your egg substitutes, your organic milk, your vanilla extract, until it's well blended. You dip your bread in the egg mixture, or your substitute egg mixture, to coat it well. You arrange on the baking sheets. You bake it for 10 minutes or until the bottoms are golden brown. Meanwhile, in a small saucepan over low heat, you warm the syrup, the honey, the raisins. Top the toast with the banana slices and the syrup mixture. And this will give you about 4 servings. And it is yummy.
Very tasty. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, this is Roxy.
This is Kay. And we really appreciate you, all our listeners, for tuning in today's podcast.
Where food is your medicine.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care, all. Until next time.